Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today's show is one that we are really enjoying putting together because we've gotten to see most of the productions about which we'll be speaking. The two major repertory powerhouses in Britain are the Royal Shakespeare Company and the Royal National Theatre. Both have started to do musicals. At first, they were mostly Shakespeare and classical plays. And we joked for a long time that the National Theatre wouldn't do anything under 3 hours long, because if it was under 3 hours, it wasn't art. But they've done some absolutely phenomenal musical revivals, and we're going to be sampling selections from some of those revivals that we've had the joy of seeing over the years.
Their first musical was a smash hit and played for a while at the South Bank Center and then toured the country. Played at the South Bank Center again, did another national tour in England, and then settled into the West End. This was in 1982, and the show was Frank Lesser's Guys and Dolls. We're going to start with a song for one of the romantic couples, Sarah Brown and Skye Masterson, and they're sung here by Julie Covington and Ian Charlson, who also did Hamlet. The songs are a medley, My Time of Day, and I've Never Been in Love Before.
My time of day is the dark time, a couple of deals before dawn, when the street belongs to the cop and the janitor with the mop. And the grocery clerks are all gone. When the smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamp light fills the gutter with gold. That's my time of day. My time of day. And you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me. It's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine. It's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love.
I'm full of foolish song, and I
Julie Covington and Ian Charlson sang My Time of Day and I've Never Been in Love Before from Guys and Dolls.
Let's sample a little bit of one of the ballets or one of the dance numbers in this. Here is the orchestra conducted by Tony Britton with the Crapshooters Ballet. From the R&T production of Guys and Dolls, that was the Crapshooters Ballet.
We have a duet for Guys and Dolls' two leading ladies, played by Julia McKenzie and Julie Covington. Here is Marry the Man Today.
At Wanamaker's and Saxon Klein's, a lesson I've been taught. You can't get alterations on a dress you haven't bought. Any vegetable market from Borneo to Nome. You mustn't squeeze a melon till you get the melon home. You've simply got to gamble. You get no guarantee. Now, doesn't that kind of apply to you and I?
You and me.
Why not?
Why not what?
Marry the man today. Trouble though he may be, much as he likes to play, crazy and wild and free, marry the man today. Rather than sigh and sorrow, marry the man today and change his ways tomorrow.
Marry the man today.
Marry the man today.
Maybe he's leaving town.
Maybe he's leaving town. Don't let him get away.
Don't let him get away. Hurry and track him
down. Counterattack him and marry the man today. Give him the girlish laughter. Give him your hand today and save the heft for after.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly introduce him to the better things. Respectable, conservative, and clean.
Reader's Digest.
Guy Lombardo.
Rogers Pete.
Golf.
Galoshes.
Ovaltine. But marry the man today. Handle it meek and gently. Marry the man today and train him
adequately. Carefully expose him to domestic life. And if he ever tries to stray from you, have a pot roast.
Yeah.
Have a headache. Have a baby. Have two.
From the 1982 Royal National Theatre Guys and Dolls, you heard Julia McKenzie and Julie Covington with Marry the Man Today. Their second musical, which opened on December 1, 1983, was a disaster. It was called Jean Seberg, and it was a musical biography of the film star. It had a score by Marvin Hamlisch, and it was a long time before the Royal National Theatre did another musical after this disastrous world premiere.
Well, we'll jump to 1992, and unfortunately, time does not allow us to play some of the longer numbers that we would love to play from these shows. And the 1992 revival was Carousel, beautifully staged, questionably cast, unfortunately. We're going to listen to the finale medley of two songs, If I Loved You, the reprise of that, and the reprise of You'll Never Walk Alone. Performing it, you'll hear Michael Haydn, Joseph O'Connor, and the company.
Just keep your faith and your courage. You'll come out all right. Like that song we used to sing every morning when I went to school. Maybe you still sing it, I don't know. When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high. Know that one?
Believe him, darling. Believe.
Thank you.
I loved you, Julie. Know that I loved you.
From the 1992 RNT production of Carousel, you heard Michael Haydn, Joseph O'Connor, and the company with the finale of Carousel.
And when we went to see it, everybody was crying at the end. The next one we're going to is A Little Night Music, a 1995 revival at the Royal National Theatre of the Stephen Sondheim musical. And we're going to listen to the ensemble company sing the big number of Act One, A Weekend in the Country.
Look, Mom, an invitation here, Mom, delivered by hand. And Mom, I notice the stationery's engraved and very grand.
Petra, how too exciting, just when I need it. Petra, such elegant writing, so shame you hardly can read it. What do you think? Who can it be? Is kindly, it's at a chateau, requested, etc., etc., Madame Leonora of, oh no! A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot, a weekend in the country.
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
A weekend in the country, just imagine.
It's completely depraved.
A weekend in the country.
It's insulting.
It's engraved.
It's that woman, it's that Arvelt.
Oh, the actress.
No, the ghoul. She may hope to make a charm felt, but she's mad if she thinks I would be such a fool as to weekend in the country.
How insulting.
And I've nothing to wear.
A weekend in the country.
Here. The last place I'm going is there.
Well, dear, are you happy here?
Yes, I think so. But I miss us.
Oh, so do I. Darling, how would you like it if we had a home of our very own? With me only acting when I felt like it. And a man who would make you a spectacular father.
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Egerman.
Dear child, you're uncanny.
Guess what? An invitation.
Guess who begins with an A? Armfelt. Is that a relation to the decrepit Desiree?
Guess when we're asked to go to see, sir, the date there. Guess where? A fancy chateau, sir.
Guess two who's lying in wait. They're setting her traps, fixing her face.
Darling, perhaps a change of pace.
Oh, no.
A weekend in the country would be charming and the air would be fresh.
A weekend with that woman.
In the country.
In the flesh.
I've some business with her mother.
See, it's business.
Oh, no doubt. But the business with her mother would be hardly the business I'd worry about.
Just a weekend in the country. Smelling jasmine.
Watching little things grow.
A weekend in the country.
Girl!
My darling will simply say no.
Oh!
Oh, Mother, I know it's none of my business, but that dragoon you wrote me about with a moustache.
Oh, him? What I ever saw in him astounds me. He's a tin soldier, arms, legs, brain. Tin, tin, tin.
A weekend.
How very amusing.
A weekend.
But also inept.
A weekend.
Of course we're refusing. Au contraire, you must accept.
Oh, no.
A weekend in the country.
But it's frightful.
No, you don't understand. A weekend in the country is delightful if it's planned. Wear your hair down and a flower. Don't use makeup, dress in white. She'll grow older by the hour and be hopelessly shattered by Saturday night. Spend a weekend in the country.
We'll accept it.
I'd a feeling you would.
A weekend in the country. Yes. Only polite that we should.
Good.
Count Malcolm's insanely jealous, isn't he? Oh, you don't suppose he'll come galloping up on a black stallion brandishing a sword?
Oh, dear, I never thought of that. No, it's his wife's birthday this weekend, sacred to domesticity. At least we're safe from him.
Well?
I've an intriguing little social item.
What?
Out at the Armfelt family manse.
Well, what?
Merely a weekend, still I thought it might amuse you to know who's invited to go, this time with his pants.
You don't mean...
I'll give you three guesses.
She wouldn't.
Reduce it to two.
It can't be. It nevertheless is
Hang
the right score one for you.
Aha!
Aha.
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 A weekend in the country, we should try it.
How I wish we'd been asked.
A weekend in the country, peace and quiet.
We'll go masked.
A weekend in the country.
Uninvited, they'll consider it odd.
A weekend in the country, I'm delighted.
Oh, my God.
And the shooting should be pleasant if the weather's not too rough. Happy birthday, it's your present.
But
you haven't been getting out nearly enough. And a weekend in the country.
It's perverted.
Pack my quiver and bow. A weekend in the country. Exactly 2:30 we go.
We can't.
We shan't.
We shan't.
I'm getting the car and we're motoring down.
Yes, I'm certain you are, but I'm staying in town.
Your girl is so
I roll the
shoots and everything was not as wonderful as
you. No,
I won't refuse. We all just need to shout.
Catch the day on by the
air. Off on our way, what a beautiful day for a weekend in the country. How amusing, how delightful it drove. A weekend in the country, while we're losing our control. A weekend in the country, how enchanting on the manicure doors. A weekend in the country, with the panting and the yawns. With the crickets and the pheasants, and the orchards and the hay. With the servants and the peasants, we'll be laying our cards, now we're playing croquet. For a weekend in the country, so inactive, no one has to lie down. A weekend in the country.
Could be considered a snag. Don't worry, darling. I was not raised by your grandmother for nothing.
The entire company of the 1995 revival of A Little Night Music at Royal National Theatre sang A Weekend in the Country. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
This CD is a bit of a rarity. It seemed to have disappeared very quickly, but we're thrilled to have one because it preserves a performance we were just mesmerized by in this beautiful production, and that was of Judi Dench as Desiree Armfelt. Here she is with a little bit of her leading man, Lawrence Guittard, to sing the hit number from A Little Night Music, Send in the Clowns.
at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother. They're here.
Judy Dench, who was phenomenal on stage as Desiree with Send in the Clowns from A Little Night Music. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to musicals from the RNT on The Dress Circle.
1997 brought a Royal National Theatre production of Lady in the Dark, which had music by Kurt Weill and lyrics by Ira Gershwin. From that production, we're going to be listening to one of the numbers in The Wedding Dream. It's called The Woman at the Altar. It features Adrian Dunbar, Stephen Edward Moore, Maria Friedman, who was the leading lady, and the chorus.
As now lies our Elliot
this is new, and I'm living at last. Head to toe, you've got me, so I'm spellbound. I don't know if I am heaven or hellbound.
It's never too late to mend, O son. Two hearts are a journey's end, O son. Whate'er their future, they must share it. I trust they Lohengrin and Barrett. Be any here who know why these two should not be joined in holy wedlock? Let him speak now or forever hold his peace.
The murmurings of conscience do increase, and conscience can no longer hold its peace. This twain should ne'er be joined in holy wedlock, or e'en in secular board and bedlock. This is no part of heaven's marriage plan. This woman knows she does not love this man.
This woman knows she does not love this man.
No, no! That isn't true. I do, I do, I do, I do.
This is new.
This woman at the altar.
This really
is not the same as a million.
This is
new. Tell them about yourself as a million. Tell them the woman you really want to be.
Head to toe.
Longing to be married.
This heart's spellbound. I don't know.
Tell them the truth.
From Lady in the Dark, the first musical about psychoanalysis, you heard The Woman at the Altar with Adrian Dunbar, Stephen Edward Moore, Maria Friedman, and the chorus.
The only song in this show that doesn't appear in one of the dream sequences is the one that puts everything together for its lead at the end, and it was a big hit. It's called My Ship, and here is Maria Friedman to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Friedman from the 1997 RNT cast of Lady in the Dark with My Ship.
Oklahoma was a big hit for the Royal National Theater in 1998. It moved to the West End and then eventually to Broadway and introduced everybody to Hugh Jackman. From the original cast recording, we're going to hear Maureen Lipman, Josephina Gabrielle, and Hugh Jackman present The Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow-white horses in the slickest gig you ever see.
Lambs.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top, watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two broad side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd keep to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
Would you say the fringe was made of silk?
Oh, wouldn't have no other kind but silk.
Has it really got a team of snow-white horses?
One's like snow, the other's more like milk. All the world will fly in a flurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. When we hit that road, help a leather. Cha! Cats and dogs will dance in the heather. Birds and frogs will sing all together. And the toads will pop. The wind will whistle as we rattle along. The cows will moo. Clover, the river will ripple at a whispered song, and whisper it over and over. Don't you wish you'd go on forever? Don't you wish you'd go on forever? Don't you wish you'd go on forever? And it never stop in that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
It sure feel like a queen sitting up in that carriage.
Only she talked so mean to me a while back, Aunt Eller. I'm a good mind not to take you.
Ain't said I was going.
I ain't asked you.
Where'd you get such a rig at? I bet he went and hired a rig over to Claremore thinking I'd go with him.
That's all you know about it.
Oh, spent all his money hiring a rig and now he ain't got nobody to ride in it.
Oh, I have to. And I did not hire it. No, look, I made the whole thing up out of my head.
What? Made it up?
Dashboard and all.
Oh, get off of the place, you. And it'll make him get himself out of here, telling me lies.
Hey. Look out now. Making up a few purdies ain't again no lord I know of. Don't you wish there was such a rig, though? Then you could go to that play party and do a little hold down till morning if you was in mind to. And then when you was all wore out, I'd lift you up onto that surrey, jump up alongside of you, and we'd just point the horses home. I can just picture the whole thing. I can see the stars getting blurry when we ride back home in the surrey, riding slowly home in the surrey with a fringe on top. I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head near my shoulder, nodding, drooping, close to my shoulder till it falls ka-plop. The sun is swimming on the rim of a hill, the moon is taking a header, and just as I'm thinking all the earth is still, a lark will wake up in the meadow.
Hush, hush, you bird.
My baby's asleepin', maybe got a dream worth a keepin'. Whoa, you team. And just keep a creepin' at a slow clip. Don't you hurry with a sorry with a fringe on the top.
Maureen Lipman, Josefina Gabriel, and Hugh Jackman from the 1998 Royal National Theater, Oklahoma, with the Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
We thought we'd use another song from Oklahoma, one that doesn't make it into every cast recording. In fact, it's often cut from the show anymore. And that's a song for Ali Hackam. It's called It's a Scandal, It's a Outrage. Here is Peter Policarpou and the chorus.
Trapped! Tricked! Hoodwinked, ambushed.
Friend, what's on your mind? Why do you walk around and around with your hands folded behind and your chin scraping the ground?
20 minutes ago, I am free like a breeze, free like a bird in the woodland wild, free like a gypsy, free like a child. I'm unattached. Huh? 20 minutes ago, I can do what I please. Flick my cigar ashes on a rug, dunk with a donut, drink from a jug. Hey, I'm a happy man. Look, I'm minding my own business like I oughta. Ain't meaning any harm to anyone. I'm talking to a certain farmer's daughter. And then, I'm looking down the muzzle of a gun.
It's getting so you can't have any fun.
That's
every
right.
Daughter has a father with a gun.
A big gun they got in there with a big, you know, it's a scandal,
it's an outrage. How a gal gets a husband today.
If you make one mistake, then the moon is bright. Then they tie it to a contract so you'll make it every night.
It's a scandal, it's an outrage. When her family surround you and say,
you gotta take and make an honest woman out of Nell.
To make and make her honest, she will lie like hell.
It's a scandal, it's an outrage. On her manhood, it's a blot.
You got it.
Where is the leader who will say, us or me the first?
What, me?
Yes, you!
Get out of here!
It's a scandal, it's an outrage.
Oh!
Just a wink and a kiss and you're through.
You're a mess, and in less than a year, by heck, there's a baby on your shoulder making bubbles on your neck.
It's a scandal, it's an outrage. Any farmer will tell you it's true.
A rooster in a chicken coop is better off than men. He ain't the special property of just one hen.
It's a scandal. It's an outrage. We could fight if we were thrilled.
Sure.
We've got to make a revolution.
So you make hay while I get killed. That's a good... Fathers with shotguns. Ah!
Fathers with shotguns. Ah!
Come on.
From Oklahoma at the RNT, Peter Polycarpou and the chorus with It's a Scandal, It's a Outrage.
In 1999, the Royal National Theatre mounted a production of Candide by Leonard Bernstein. It was wildly uneven in its casting, and I don't count it a success. There was, though, an original cast recording, and we're going to start with a song called Dear Boy. Simon Russell Beale, as Dr. Pangloss, and the chorus will perform it.
Dear boy, you will not hear me speak with sorrow or with rancor of what has shriveled up my cheek and blasted it with canker. 'Twas love, great love, that did the deed through nature's gentle laws. And how can ill effects proceed from so divine a cause? Dear boy, sweet honey comes from bees that sting, as you are well aware. To one adept in reasoning, whatever pains disease may bring are but the tangy seasoning to love's delicious
flavor. Sweet honey comes from bees that sting. Sweet honey comes from bees that sting. Sweet honey, bees that sting.
Columbus and his men, they say, conveyed the virus hither, whereby my features rot away and vital powers wither. Yet had they not traversed the seas and come infected back, why, think of all the luxuries that modern life would lack. Dear boy, all bitter things conduce to sweet, as this example shows. Without the little spirochete, we'd have no chocolate to eat, nor would tobacco's fragrance greet the European nose.
All bitter things conduce to sweet. All bitter things conduce to sweet. All bitter things to sweet.
Each nation guards its native land with cannon and with sentry. Inspectors look for contraband at every point of entry. Yet nothing can prevent the spread of love's divine disease. It rounds the world from bed to bed, as pretty as you please. Dear boy, men worship Venus everywhere, as may be plainly seen. Her decorations, which I bear, are nobler than the Kualaga, and gained in service of our fair and universal queen.
Men worship Venus everywhere. Men worship Venus everywhere.
Simon Russell Beale, and the chorus sang Dear Boy from the 1999 RNT Candide.
We'll go to the finale of that Candide with our Candide, Cunegunda and the Company, Daniel Evans, Alex Kelly, with Make Our Garden Grow.
Let us try before we die to make some sense of life. We're neither pure nor wise nor good. We'll do the best we know. We'll build a house and chop our wood and make a garden grow, and make a garden grow.
I thought the world was sugar cake, for so our master said. But now I'll teach my hands to bake a loaf of daily bread. We're neither pure nor wise nor good. We'll do the best we know. We'll build a house and chop a wood and make a
We have one 21st century Royal National Theatre musical, and that's the 2001 revival of My Fair Lady. Martine McCutcheon, Jonathan Pryce, and Nicholas LaPrevost will do The Rain in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
What was that?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it. Now, once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plane?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Eliza!
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire,
hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come.
Now once you came, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that blasted plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to include Anything Goes, but that's for another show. But next week, we hope you'll join us for some dances and ballets from the musicals. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.